This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
With me today is David Dial, president of the Society of Police Futurists International. And Mr. Dial, can you tell us what this concept of futures research is all about?
Futures research is really a combination of systems analysis and operations research. The principal aim of futures research is to facilitate long-range planning. Unlike traditional research disciplines, futures research focuses on societal problems. And the intent is to discover three different alternatives: the thing that is most likely to occur, the worst case scenario, and the best case scenario. Futurists believe strongly that the decisions we make today can mold the future and can change it in some way. And it can also help us prepare for the future in ways that we may not prepare for if we don't do strategic planning. For example, if police departments in the early 1990s recognized the explosion in the technical revolution, they may have been able to purchase equipment and have their officers trained so that they could better handle the increase in cybercrime and the investigations that are enhanced by technology. If they fail to do so, the corollary to that is true. And really, futurists look way beyond the budget cycle. They look 10 to 20 years into the future.
So what is the future of policing now?
Right now, the future of policing involves diminished personnel resources. To cope with that, we must all understand what sort of changes that will be sustainable and create the best possible outcome for our communities. We know that we can no longer treat crime problems with saturation patrols and manpower-intensive surveillances. Instead, we have expanded our outreach to other governmental and law enforcement agencies, gathering data about criminal threats and activities in our region so that we can strategically deploy the personnel resources we have available. So the future really means using technology in the future to make us work smarter and deliver the resources that we have in the most effective manner possible.
What are some of the challenges you see for us ahead?
One is that there is going to be really an exponential increase in cybercrime. Many of the challenges that we have are related to the economic downturn and the ongoing diminished personnel resources we have. Since our resources are not likely to return to previous levels, we're going to need to rely more on technology to assist with investigations, staffing, and assignment decisions. We need people in our organizations who are well-trained and who can work smarter than we have in the past. In this rapidly changing environment, we must remember that training is a perishable skill, and it's going to require training throughout their career. No longer will somebody be able to come into the profession, have their recruit training, and go out and serve 20 or 30 years on the beat. They're going to have constant training to deal with the ever-changing environment that we have. From an opportunity standpoint, we have an opportunity for greater use of technology to solve crimes and forge closer community ties. We have opportunities to inform our communities about the dangers they may or may not be aware of in such things as social networking. A lot of them don't even realize how bad it can be when they put information about themselves for everyone in the world to look at. Technology will help us with weapons development and management and deployment of personnel. There will be opportunities to forge different and stronger relationships with union and management in the future. Right now, there are several people that are having a very difficult time coping with the change and the layoffs and the feeling that maybe law enforcement is not the secure career that they thought it was. In the future, I think you will see that they will understand that they just cannot fight in the way that they have in the past, and that you may see stronger relationships form. And I think there will, of course, be opportunities for greater regionalization and collaboration.
Does community policing fit into this at all?
Greater than ever. Our community policing efforts over the last two decades have really led to great partnerships with all kinds of different groups in our communities, the school districts, the businesses, the public, the corporate offices, other government agencies. And as a result, we've been able to decrease crime significantly in the last two decades. We will have to continue to keep that trusting relationship between us and the community in order to best solve these crimes. And one of the things that we have to do is to re-educate the public a little bit about some of the challenges we face and gain an understanding of them, from them about what we can and cannot do in the future.
So if I'm running a law enforcement agency, how can I use the research? How should I let that impact my planning for the future?
I think you can use it to strategically plan your resources and to identify where you can put the limited resources that you have and identify what types of technology you want to use and where you may need to collaborate with others that you haven't done so in the past.
And where should I go if I want to learn more about Police Futures research?
I think you should contact the Society of Police Futurists International. We've got a great website. It's made up of police practitioners, it's made up of researchers, educators, and others who are interested in professionalizing policing and enhancing law enforcement really throughout the world. It's an international association. We have a listserv in which you can talk about a variety of topics to people all over the country and in some foreign countries about whatever interests you. Take a look at the website, Society of Police Futurists International, and consider becoming a member and making a contribution.
Terrific. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.